Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is being brought to you by Francik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer, serving the entire Thumb area with quality Kinetico water conditioning systems since 1994. Call 1-800-848-5150. Authorities in Harbor Beach are investigating the death of Shayna Umbright, who was discovered deceased on Saturday. Police say the inquiry remains active and only limited details can be shared at this stage. An autopsy was planned for yesterday to help determine the cause of death. Investigators expressed condolences to the Umbright's family and friends, asking the community to respect their privacy as they grieve. The Harbor Beach Police Department emphasized its commitment to a thorough investigation to provide answers and closure for those affected. Anyone with any information is encouraged to contact the department at 989-479-3353. And the Huron County Sheriff's Office provided an update regarding a Harbor Beach truck driver who had previously been reported missing. According to authorities, after speaking with the man and others connected to the situation, investigators determined that his actions were voluntary. Officials said there is no evidence he was held against his will, exploited, or the victim of any criminal activity. The statement noted that some of the man's decisions may have been affected by post-traumatic stress related to prior military service. No additional details are being released at this time. The Sheriff's Office also expressed appreciation to the Genesee County Sheriff's Office, Saginaw County Sheriffs, Michigan State Police, and the Buena Vista Police Department for their assistance during the investigation. And despite temperatures being double-digit below zero in January, expansion of a Tuscola County business has stayed on target to be completed in about 4 months. According to Tuscola County's Economic Development Corporation, the EDC, Stemco Products' 25,000-square-foot building addition is expected to be completed by April. The EDC worked with the Village Council for the company to receive a tax abatement for Stemco's $2.2 million expansion project. A tax abatement allows the company to take up to a 50% break on taxes for up to 10 years on the cost of the project. The expansion means job security for the company's current staff, and there will be additional jobs created when the expansion project is completed. Stemco Products, which is located at 4641 Industrial Drive in Millington's Industrial Park, makes various parts for vehicles. The company has been in business since 1951. The company makes seat belts, hubcaps, kingpins, and more. And we'll be right back.
You look at the ingredients in your food. Have you ever thought about the ingredients in your water? Not all water is the same, and it's never just water. Call your independent authorized Kinetico dealer for a free in-home water analysis. You can put an ingredient label on your water and know exactly what you're putting in your body. After all, your body is more than half water. Ensure it's the best quality possible. Kinetico water systems are customizable for every situation, for both rural and urban water supplies. So no matter what, you can experience better living through better water. Call Francik Water Conditioning today at 800-848-5150. That's 800-848-5150. And see what Kinetico water system is right for you.
Francik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer. Kinetico water softeners use non-electric technology, ensuring there are no timers, computers, or other electrical components to repair or replace. That way you will have soft water 24/7. Kinetico water softeners save you money by regenerating on demand, decreasing salt usage. We also feature Kinetico whole home dechlorination systems. So no matter your situation, you can ensure you're getting the best water possible. Call 800-848-5150 today to find what Kinetico system is the best fit for you.
Even though there wasn't a vote of no confidence, it is showing in the ACW Unionville Fire Department. The board, which includes representatives from Akron, Columbia, and Wisner Townships and the Village of Unionville, approved placing an advertisement for a fire chief to oversee the department. It is believed this is the first time in the history of the all-volunteer department that someone from within the department hasn't been appointed as fire chief. There has been turmoil in that operation for several months, with a couple of fire chiefs being selected only to resign that position within a couple of months, but continuing to stay on with the department as a firefighter. Also, there have been statements made about interference of some of the fire board members who oversee the department and or with firefighters as well. And police are warning parents about a group called 764 that is reportedly targeting children and teens online. The network uses gaming platforms, social media, and messaging apps to contact potential victims, often posing as peers to gain trust. Officers say the group moves conversations to private apps and may manipulate or threaten victims into sharing explicit content. Platforms most commonly exploited include Minecraft, Roblox, Discord, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, Kick, and Steam. Authorities advise parents to watch for warning signs such as sudden secrecy with devices, emotional changes related to online interactions, new unknown online friends, or anxiety about shared photos. Suspected cases of exploitation can be reported to the NCMEC Cyber Tip Line, the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center, or your local law enforcement. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Franzik Water Conditioning, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer serving the entire Thumb area with quality Kinetico water conditioning systems since 1994. Call 1-800-848-5150. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.